Claire Cullinan, candidate for the People's Convention in Cork East. In the previous interviews we've done, it's become clear that you are canvassing or looking for a much greater involvement of people in politics at the root level. There is a lot of cynicism about all politicians being the same. How will you deal with this?
Well, I think we're already starting to deal with it, to be quite honest with you, because number one, with the town hall meetings, we are engaging people. We've been engaging people before this election was even called for. We're asking people to wake up. You know the old phrase that says that you get the politicians you deserve? Well, maybe we did. Maybe we took our eye off the ball. Maybe what we did is we empowered individuals or parties to do the job of work for us and believed in our innocence that they would. Now people have woken up because of the state of the country, because of the state of the economy, and because of the fact that we're being asked to carry the mother load on behalf of banks and on behalf of the finances of this country. People have woken up, very much so. Every group, every organisation that is engaging with me at this moment in time and asking me to pledge for them what it is I'm going to do for them in Dáil Éireann if I'm selected. What I have said to them very strongly is, you are the power. You are the people. The numbers stack up in your favour 100%. We're suggesting a way whereby all of these groups, all of these organisations come out themselves and through proper conventions and proper process, that they engage other individuals, other citizens to their way of thinking. They educate to their way of thinking. And in doing so, they then set mandate for their politicians going forward. Politics touches every aspect of our lives, from the food that we eat to the clothes we put on our back. We have a choice. Are they fair trade clothing, or are these out of multinationals? Are we in any way, have we got an ethics that is happening as part of our living and our lifestyle? That's politics. Politics is in everything. So when I hear of, you know, women not wanting to get involved in politics, or people slow to get involved in politics, you're already there. It's called living in life.